There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
You funny scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, your supplemental edition. So joining me today is Lee. Lee, how you doing?
I'm good. Why are we considered supplemental? We're answering questions and doing what we're supposed to do.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm calling it supplemental because we don't have a guest. We purposely don't have a guest, so we can we have some of the best fans this side of Dragon Con. And
no, we have some of the best guests because we have the people who listen to the podcast and want to chat with us.
Yeah, and so we thought we would take an opportunity to put this. It's gonna be a fairly short episode out, but it, you know, fulfills our 50-day quota. And also we can answer some questions and play some voicemails. First thing I would like to point out over on our Facebook page, somebody mm-hmm. left I think it was, hold on, I'm pulling it up. I should have pulled it up beforehand. Wow, that's interesting. Why is the dialogue popping up like that? We have Thursday guests. Well,
okay.
I guess they're not Thursday guests other than, well, I guess, let me read it first.
Please do.
There's two big guests that have been announced today by Dragon Con, which are Ric Flair and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Wait, hold on. They're both wrestlers.
They're two wrestlers that have been announced, and these are wrestling from our, like, the heydays of the 80s.
Right.
Yep.
And Jerry Point. Why can't I find it anymore?
God. It was right there. Facebook's, I don't know why you can't find it.
Facebook sucks. But we need it. There it is. Okay. Crazy, he shared a link. There we go.
It just wants to make you crazy.
So, yes, it was Jerry. Jerry pointed out to us that, what does this guest announcement on the official Facebook page say? Something about Thursdays being the new Fridays, but we still have Mondays. So 1, 2, 3, 4. Do I hear 5 days in there?
No, you don't. No.
And
no.
Literally on the official Facebook page, not the for Dragon Con, not the group. It says the Nature Boy, Ric Flair, and Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Thursday night wrestling may never be the same. You will need a badge for our great Thursday night content. More details in the comments below. And yes, this again, still officially DragonCon. And yes, Thursday is the new Friday.
Okay. Well, see, that's Thursday night though. See, it's not Thursday during the day. So I don't think it counts. So, all right. So let's say Thursday. All right. So what do they have a time when Ric Flair is going to be there?
There might be more details in that post, but I don't have the post
that's
up,
fine. I'll be generous. I will be totally generous. Right? So let's say it's 7:00. That's a panel time. 7's a panel time. So that's a regular panel time. So 7.
Oh, we lost Lee. Lee apparently does not want to talk about this anymore. We will pause the podcast right now while we try to get Lee back on the phone. She's trying to use technology as an excuse for not being here. Now I will pause and be right back with you.
Why am I? Damn it. You're very, very soft. Oh, God. All right, wait. No, kick me off and let me come back in.
Oh, okay. So now we're trying to use that as an excuse too. Okay. All right. I was telling our listeners, you were trying to use technology as an excuse for not being on here, not having this conversation.
All right, just kick me off and I'll be right back.
I thought I ejected you, but didn't it? It didn't eject you.
It's not letting
me kick you off.
Well then,
hold on. Let me try it this way. Eject. There you go. All right, so she's been ejected from the conversation. So, well, you and me, dear listener, let's talk about what are we going to do to Lee. Let me just beg you, don't tell her that she won't listen to this. By the way, when you see her, ask her how her 5 days at Dragon Con are going. If you can, please, I'd greatly appreciate that. But don't tell her I asked you to ask her that. Just, you know, bring it up to her in casual conversation. Go by her room and ask her. Oh, Lee's back. Hey, Lee.
Hi.
Hey.
All right. So we were talking about, I don't know. Technology hates me, guys. It honestly does. All right. So we're talking about Ric Flair Thursday night, right?
Mm-hmm. Ric Flair and Ricky, the steamboat, the dragon steamboat engine. Steamboat.
I think that's awesome. I'm very excited. No, I am. I'm very excited. That doesn't mean 5 days. So let's count. So let's say that this is going to start. Things on Thursday night are going to start around 7, right? Let's just think about that. All right. So Thursday from 7 to Friday at 7. Friday at 7 to Saturday at 7. Mm. Oh, wait. This doesn't work. I think I skipped Friday when I was doing my earlier rant. Crap.
So do you want to move on to the next topic?
No. Here's what we're going to say. We're going to say this. Look, Dragon Con wants everyone who comes early because they love the feeling of Dragon Con to have something to do on Thursday night. So we have set things up. I'm having an 80s dance party. I'm getting a DJ. We're going to seriously tease your hair, pop some bubble gum, wear something, you know, wear those old sweatshirts off the shoulder, come and dance because we're going to have fun. But that doesn't mean that I can't. William loves me. Shut up. It's 4 days.
All right. We'll move on to the next topic. And okay, Jerry, yeah. Jerry, again, trying to be the instigator, I believe.
Jerry, stop it.
Okay.
No cooking for you.
Points out that I have to side with, okay, so let me read the email here. Okay. Uh-huh. I have to side with Dan here and not for the more obvious reason. Engineering is not technically a science. Remember, we had this conversation about
you arguing. I remember.
Having known quite a few engineers as well as having one in the extended family who worked for NASA, I hear this discussion a lot more than I thought I would. Engineers I know don't count engineering as science. Neither do some of the major engineering schools. Need to provide a link. Other than that, love hearing the show this year, as always. When do we get some horror is the other question. We are working on that.
We will get Derek on after I browbeat him into coming on.
And so the link provided is engineering is not science. Engineers are not a subcategory of science. So often the two terms are used interchangeably, but they are separate, albeit related disciplines. Scientists explore the natural world and show us how and why it is as it is. Discovery is essential, at the essence of science. Engineers innovate solutions to real-world challenges in society. Well, it is true that engineering without science would be haphazard without engineering. Without engineering, scientific discovery would be nearly an academic pursuit. Blah, blah. So
here's why I consider engineering a science. Mm-hmm. It's the Georgia Institute of Technology, the premier technology university in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And they have engineering listed. So there you go. It's a science.
All right, moving on to
it's a science. Yay.
Okay, moving on to our next topic, and this is one that I'm really excited about, which is Angie. In this case, it's not bad for any of us. Angie wrote in and also left a voicemail. So let's play the voicemail real quick.
Yay!
Good morning, John and Lee. It's me again. You guys probably don't remember by now. I was a girl in the bathroom asking the question about the list of vendors. Well, I kind of took your advice, and I basically copy-pasted onto a Word document all the vendors and then visited every single one and color-coded it. And I posted that on Reddit, the Dragon Con Reddit subreddit thingy, and on the Dragon Con whatchamacallit Discord thingy. At least one page of it, just to see if anybody likes that, and I'll like continue color coding it. But yeah, so people can try and fight mode, I guess. And thank you for answering the question online. You really didn't have to, well, on air, and you didn't have to do that, but thank you, it was awesome. I totally geeked out as I was sitting at my desk and listening to your wonderful podcast. You guys keep up the great work, and I hope to see you guys in person to give at least Lee a hug. Okay. Happy Dragon Con to everyone. Bye.
Okay. All right. So first of all, she's adorable and she gets a cookie. Angie, come and hug me. I want lots of hugs. Love me some hugs at Dragon Con. And yes, we're going to get your other, we're going to get somebody on about your other question. I think this is awesome. A color-coded vendor spreadsheet, seriously.
Right. So, and she brought,
oh, dear Lord.
She provided the link to us as well. So what I will do is over on theuniquegeek.com, that's T-H-E-U-N-I-Q-U-E geek.com, where you got this podcast. For this particular episode, I will provide a link. In fact, actually, from this episode forward, I will just leave it down there at the bottom. And it, once she supplies the, if she does the remaining floors, because she just did the first floor to start with, I will also do that. Now, again, I should hasten to point this out. It's not official Dragon Con. In fact, she even puts on her little PDF that these are what she, by looking at their websites, she did. She went to all their websites. What she generally believes that they sell based upon what's on their website. So it's her personal opinion. But hey, it's a great little tool. I like it. I like it a lot. So if you're looking for if you're just looking for some clothing, you can just look on her little spreadsheet and say, hey, that's where they are. Now you're gonna go buy a million other things that you're probably going to want to buy anyway to get to there. But, you know, it's awesome. She saw a problem and she's trying to solve it. So that, that's great.
That's really cool because I'm going to use this. I do not often have a lot of time to go to the vendor's room and track directors don't. I mean, that's just, that's when we send someone who loves us and isn't another track director. And we say, hey, please go look for this or that or the other. This is awesome. If I know, I love jewelry. I love, you know, small vendors who are making their own jewelry. So if I have something like this, I'm going to be able to like color code it and like, boom, these are the people that have jewelry. That's awesome. Thank you so much, Angie. That's such a help. Woo.
Yes, it's awesome. That is very awesome. Sorry, I was looking ahead to the new to the other thing I wanted to talk about.
Well, I mean, and for your daughter, John, who's into artists mm-hmm. and art, she can look at that. Your son, I don't know what William's into, but I mean, yeah, you know, he can find it.
Yeah, Doctor Who mostly and things.
Doctor Who,
and,
there you go.
Yeah, I there's think lots he needs various things.
And William, I know you're listening, William. You need a lot of Doctor Who t-shirts and wear them around your dad the whole time. Yeah,
that's fine. I don't mind that. okay. So Sarah, who has written to us before, over on Twitter, by the way, you can follow us on Twitter at The Unique Geek, all one word. Was asking if the security numbers they had from last year were still valid for this year. And she asked both us and Dragon Con, reached out to Dragon Con Twitter as well, which, by the way, if you don't know, is Dragon Con. Dragon Con did reach back, and my response was basically, I don't know, but we can find out for you if Dragon Con doesn't reply. And Dragon Con has replied, and their prompt as usual. Again, whoever is on their social media team is very prompt and also at times very sadistic on their teasing of people on before guest announcements.
I think that's mostly Tony and Chip, but I will find out. Yeah.
So the main security number is good according to them, and then they're waiting to confirm the Marriott number. So she supplied two numbers, I'm going to give you the number for the main security Dragon Con number that was supplied. 90% sure this is still correct, but I'm sure it's also in the program somewhere and also on the web, on the app when it comes out. But the it's a 404-586-6316. And like Dragon Con said, they're still waiting to get back the information of whether specifically for the Marriott. And I guess each of the hotels have their own security line.
Well, and that number is 24/7. So if there is a problem, you see an issue, you are having an issue, whatever, call it. We want you to call it. We have APD staff, we being DragonCon, has some police staff that will come and help. And we're going to make sure we get the Marriott number and some other numbers. But there was a little bit of a weird thing last year. But yes, those will be posted. And it's very, you know, guys, if there's an issue, call.
And if it's a serious issue, and by the way, if it's a serious issue, 911 is always an option.
Always an option. Yes.
For those of us, those that are coming from overseas, that's our main emergency number is 911.
Yeah.
But again, the security for DragonCon security. So if it's DragonCon related and it's not, someone's life is in imminent danger, 404-586-6316. And again, double check that with the app. And once if DragonCon replies back, or if we just get some more information, maybe we have security personnel on here and one of the podcasts, we can verify the rest of it.
And we will get security, and we will get some other people. I mean, I'm waiting on Regina to send us the numbers. Because we know that she will be listening, and then she'll be like, here are your telephone numbers, people. So
there's that. And also, I guess that's a good time to mention, I don't know why it would be a good time after talking about security, to mention our telephone number, which is 813-321-0884. That's 813-321-0-TUG, T-U-G. The Unique Geeks. That's what it's a little clever. It's clever, right? 321.
Okay. Yeah, it's very clever. It's very clever.
3210. Okay, so I think that's it for right now. Do you have anything else?
No more emails? No more voicemail?
I thought there was. There's no other voicemail right now. Okay. Let me double check that. Let me double check that I didn't miss something in the in the emails, because it's like things coming from different angles.
And did you check your emails at our Facebook page? The Unique Geeks.
That's what I was doing. Right.
Yeah. There you go. Okay.
Now, let's see. Jerry's just instigating things left and right on the page. We love you, Jerry. Keep instigating.
We love you. We're so glad. Keep going, dude. Jerry.
Let's see.
I just like saying your name. That's like Jerry.
Welcome, Angie, by the way. There's some new likes to our page and some of our posts. Angie and Alista. I'll keep your names. No, last name's private this time. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you listening.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's other people, so I probably really shouldn't go down that route of saying that, because then it winds up being.
But, and here's the thing. Somebody said, you know, I hope, and we do want to hug you or shake your hand or fist bump if you're worried about what, you know, germs and sanitation. But
I'd be mostly worried about Lee, really. Go on.
Yeah, I would too. But I just want to thank everybody who does listen to this. We enjoy doing it. By about day 37, John and I won't want to talk to each other ever again, especially me, because of this evil gaming plays. But we do love doing this. We really do. And we both love each other very much. This is my brother from another mother. And we're just glad you guys listen. We wouldn't be doing this continuously if you guys weren't listening and tell us, you know, that you are listening and asking questions. I'm still going to get Lee Cox to talk about not only costuming, but the Spectrum Party. And we're going to get other people on. We have Steven planned for this week, which is Steven is the science track. And we had somebody else planned for this weekend.
Well, let me know when you find out who that person is.
You are on there. I sent you that email.
Sure. Sure you did.
He doesn't read my emails, guys. He really doesn't. But no, we have two people. Military sci-fi.
Oh, okay.
We got that this weekend too. So we have those two already planned. We're getting more people, as many people. If there is also somebody you would like, not like a big name guest, guys, but if there's somebody you would love us to talk to, let us know. We'll see what we can do. You know, if there's a cosplayer you really like, if there's, I know Charles, who we talked to last year, who is wonderful, the Ebony Warrior, and he is going to actually be doing some panels this year. So more panels than he's done in the past. So there you go. So it's awesome. And we love talking to you guys and we love hearing from you. And so thank you. Thank you very much. This is kind of awesome.
To on our way out here, Derek, uh-huh. our very own Derek, from Horror Track.
Yay!
He actually on the Dragon Slayer episode, Jennifer's episode, High Fantasy. He actually posted this question: like, who would argue that Dark Tower isn't fantasy? So, to further your point,
there you go.
The guy from Horror says it's the Stephen King Dark Tower series is not.
Yeah.
A horror flick book. It is a fantasy.
And that's good because, you know, here's what I always want to say about Dragon Con. Derek and I really like each other. I do not do a lot of horror.
Because he only has to deal with you once a year, but go on.
Really? Really? You're gonna go there? You want to go there? Keep going. I get to see you in like 40 something days or whatever. But
30.
How many? 30? Really?
Oh, yeah, sorry, I stepped away from the microphone. 30. I didn't step away. I leaned back.
Ruh-roh. Yeah. The great thing about Dragon Con is, so Derek and I have very different opinions of what we love in fandom. There's nothing wrong with that. But we have also had really interesting discussions, and I do mean this, about Stephen King and about Neil Gaiman, and even I think it was George Romero, even talking about zombies, how much zombies are, yes, horrific, but are they horror? Because the issue there is, it's not really about the zombies, it's about everybody else. And so, I mean, these are the kind of discussions you have at Dragon Con, and these are the things I love, and I just love seeing them and being a part of it. So thank you. I'm being a little sappy, sorry. I'll stop.
Well, we'll let you go off and cry a little bit if you want.
Do you want do? So, well, will you come cry with me?
Well, I will go to bed and cry myself to sleep as I do every night. But not bed with you.
Cry myself to sleep because you know it's
3 days.
We're not there yet. Yeah. Yes.
So again, if you need to email us, it's 50days@theuniquegeek. That's 50days. I guess spell out days. I don't know why I just spelled out days. Well, I guess it could be days, which is D-A-Z-E, right? So anyway.
No, days as in. No.
Mm-hmm. I'm confusing everybody. 50days@theuniquegeek.com. And some bastard owns uniquegeek. .com, and he is not just squatting on it and not doing anything with it. Anyway, so the unique.
Let it go. I'm
bitter. I'm bitter. I can't get over it.
I know. You're very bitter.
So, anyway, that, or you can also, again, either via Skype on The Unique Geek is a Skype name. You can leave a voicemail or 813-3210-TUG. And we look forward to hearing from you. And if we don't hear from you, we hope to see you at Dragon Con.
Can't wait. Yeah, so, can't wait. Seriously, can't wait. I'm getting excited. I am.
Well, I'll go let you be excited by yourself because I'm going to go to bed now.
I'm going to go to bed too.
So, as always, this is John for Lee saying, until next time, peace.
Bye.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.